Well, oil proponents and Republicans on Capitol Hill slammed President Biden after the news. Senator John Barrasso of Wyoming said Biden killed the Keystone XL pipeline and with it, thousands of good-paying American jobs. Analysts are saying maybe not that many jobs, as we just heard, though, a gym owner who had people cancel memberships. Robin Rorick of the American Petroleum Institute called this the result of political obstructionism and a blow to U.S. energy security. Well, as Ali said, environmentalists and indigenous activists are rejoicing, even hoping that the Keystone cancellation could spur the end of another pipeline called the Enbridge Line 3, which would carry Canadian oil across Minnesota. Larry Wright Jr. is chair of the Punkah Tribe of Nebraska, one of the many Native American groups that fought this pipeline. Chairman Wright, a bitter battle lasting more than a decade. Your thoughts?
It's just a relief. Quite frankly, so many people from water protectors, the pipeline fighters, environmental groups, the tribal nations, Republican and Democrat, independent. This really saw a coalition being brought together for 10 plus years. And, you know, people call this flyover country, but this is where we live. You know, we can empathize with lost jobs in the short term, and we understand that. We've seen that in other places. But, you know, truly, to hear people's stories, land that was being lost or threatened of eminent domain, and as a leader of a tribal nation, you know, tribes are ground zero for what knowing what it's like to lose land by eminent domain or otherwise, broken treaties. And so we understand that, but at the same time, we all live as part of this, as part of Mother Earth. So it really is a great feeling.
So you're listing treaties that would have been broken, land that would have been taken. You recognize that some jobs, some income, some attention in the area might be lost without a pipeline going there, but you think that's a trade-off for, you know, future environmental benefits. Talk more, though, about that land, especially being an indigenous person. What is on that land? In some areas, we know that there are sites that are sacred. What else is important about the land?
Well, I think everything. I mean, you know, it's truly what sustains us. And the food that's grown, the water that we drink. And last I checked, you can't drink oil. And so, you know, the negative side effects of a spill outweigh the economic aspects. And I'm sitting here right now close to this land in Nebraska that the pipeline was scheduled to cross. And I'm staring at wind turbines and looking at that clean energy. And so those alternatives have far greater benefits, less impact on the land itself, and that's really what it's about.
Wind turbines and sun power, solar power, those are grand, but it's going to be a while before they can make up for the power that comes from fossil fuels, and that, you know, it's just going to take time. So in the meantime, you also need gas to power automobiles, to power electricity. What do you say to those who say, we need this for energy?
You know, to an extent, that's true. But when we look at this particular pipeline and what it was meant, you know, every indication that it was being piped from Canada through the United States and to be exported. And so from an energy standpoint and self-sufficiency for the United States, you know, I think those arguments fall flat. At the same time, we see technology grow. And investment in that technology is needed. Infrastructure built around that is needed. And the sooner we invest in that and make that a priority, I think just like everything else, it becomes cheaper.
Well, Chairman Wright, we know over in Minnesota, indigenous leaders like Winona LaDuke are fighting the Canadian company Enbridge and their plans to put in a pipeline known as Line 3. And in fact, just this past week, protesters took over a construction site there. Will you be involved in that fight? Are you involved in that fight? What do you hope might happen next?
For, firsthand, I'm not, but I totally support the efforts that they have to bring awareness to that. And it's not different in scope and the environmental impact that it could potentially have with an oil spill than what has happened here with KXL or the Dakota Access Pipeline, et cetera. And so it's continued awareness of the impact that these things have on the land that it crosses and those people that live there. And so while it may be in a different location, the argument's the same.
That's Larry Wright, Jr., chairman of the Ponca Tribe of Nebraska. Chairman Wright, thank you so much for speaking with us.
You bet. Thank you.
Again, the Canadian company TC Energy saying it will cancel the Keystone XL pipeline project. TC Energy saying it will now coordinate with regulators, stakeholders, and Indigenous people to ensure a safe exit from that project.